Well, an update now on preparations for the census. As we've reported, for the first time, Americans will have the option of completing the 2020 census online. But many poorer households, which are already hard to count, don't have internet. So census workers are increasing their outreach. In Washington state, people are seeing messages on buses, senior center meals, and kids' homework about the importance of being counted. Amy Radel from member station KUOW reports.
St. Frances Cabrini is patron saint of immigrants. At her namesake Catholic Church in Lakewood, Washington, the Sunday services in English and Spanish are packed with worshipers from around the world.
Because the church has not just opened its doors wide, but taken the doors off the hinges.
Deacon George Mounts says the church has many members from Africa and Asia, but in the last 10 years, its Hispanic population has grown the most dramatically.
From like 30 people back in the beginning to now we'll have somewhere between 800 and 1,000 typically at a mass.
That makes this church a focal point for immigrants who are at risk of not being included in the upcoming U.S. Census. Maya Espinoza is part of the Complete Count Committee for Pierce County, Washington. She says Lakewood residents were undercounted in the last census, something she wants to correct this time.
We don't want to see that, so we're working really hard to make sure that, you know, they know that their information is private, it cannot be shared, and that regardless of citizenship status, you do need to be counted.
The census form does not ask about citizenship, but there are still doubts Espinoza says she's trying to dispel. Census organizers are also getting the word out that people should self-report this year online or by phone, rather than waiting for a paper form or someone knocking on their door. At a post-church meeting, Kenyan immigrant Emily Muchemi says she's distressed to realize she wasn't counted in the last census. She hopes this year's count will mean more money for the local schools.
They are crowded, for one, and that is why I opted to take my child to a private school, because they get better attention there. But I would want him to go to a public school.
Muchemi sometimes works 16-hour shifts at a local hospital. She welcomes the chance to fill out the census online when it's convenient for her.
Probably if you come knocking on my door, you won't find me at home, unless you make an appointment or something like that. But if I can do it online, the better.
But the woman next to her is more apprehensive.
Most older person like me, I'm speaking for my age and up, you know. So they are not good in computer, you know.
Merlita Cash is from the Philippines. She says she might be more likely to fill out the census where she can get help. Cash works at a large military base nearby. She says her household suddenly jumped from 1 to 5 people this fall when her daughter and 3 grandchildren moved in following a divorce.
We're tight right now in the house.
Cash and her family have several risk factors for not being counted accurately, according to Pierce County Auditor Julie Anderson.
At risk in Pierce County is a 10% undercount of people of color, religious minorities, renters, children under the age of 5, seniors who may be isolated in their homes. So those are all populations that are at risk of not getting counted if they don't receive special attention.
Anderson says that special attention includes small grants, so groups serving specific communities can host a meal or event to get the word out.
There's a census song that the kids can sing, and hopefully they'll sing it at home.
The census counts people in homes, big and small.
You count if you're tiny.
You count if you're tall.
Because everyone counts in the U.S. of A. Everyone
people will get an invitation to respond to the census in the mail next month. If they don't respond, then they'll receive paper forms and, as a last resort, a knock on the door. For Here and Now, I'm Amy Radel in Seattle.
We count all your neighbors and we count all your friends. Until we count you, the county won't...